Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. 41 years ago, the people of Iran welcomed back an Islamic leader who would change the history of the world. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to explain this headline in a moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Actually, what was going on, Ken, prior to the Ayatollah coming out of France to go back home to Iran?
Well, you know, Jimmy, I was actually in France when all of that took place, and it was obviously a huge public event. Nobody at that point in 1979 could have foreseen easily return of the Ayatollah would usher in 41 years of darkness, which is what we have seen. Now, I say nobody at the time. They could have if they had read his sermons, and his sermons were available. But as we learned, you know, many, many years later, the sermons were never read by the CIA. We could have known if we had been reading them. And I'll give you one more little anecdote. I was sitting in France. I was able to read them in a short compilation, a short little green book, The Sayings of the Ayatollah. And we learned all the different things that you had to do to preserve the Ramadan fast in Khomeini's speeches. Extraordinary. We should have known it was coming. Today, at 41 years old, this regime is very powerful. The weekend before the anniversary, they set off a new missile called the Rod missile. It means thunder. It has new engines. It's supposed to have a maneuverable warhead. This is bad news for the United States, bad news for Israel. It's bad news for our friends in Europe.
Ken Timmerman explaining the return of the Ayatollah Ali Khomeini to Iran, who would then set in place the Iranian Islamic Republic. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Ken's report lays out the background for the Iranian Islamic Republic that has become, over the last 40 years, a major danger to Israel and the United States, but also the Middle East and the entire world. We must learn from history, or we will face the problems of the future. With the return of the Ayatollah, and within 6 weeks, a national referendum in Iran that set the stage for the Islamic Republic to become a state sponsor of radical terrorism and for Iran to develop a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. This scenario was foretold by the ancient Jewish prophets Daniel and Ezekiel. That's Daniel 11:44 and Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5. These verses tell us that Persia, modern-day Iran, that Persia would rise to power as a threat to the world in an alignment of Islamic nations who will endeavor to wipe Israel off the earth. That time has arrived. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...